Oh, hi, Clark. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi.
I was following up regarding your account and the past due balance. I know last we spoke, you said you were going to update it on the dashboard after we had reduced the cost to just the $49 for the hosting, but I didn't see that that was taken care of yet.
I didn't get no email to continue with it. That's why I didn't follow up though.
Oh, I sent you the email. You might want to check your filtered mail. It says it was sent on October 17th. So, and it went through successfully, it says. It didn't bounce back or anything because my system will tell me that if it does. Let me check your email. constructionxlawn@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's probably in the filtered mail, but I can update it for you if you like. The only reason this is crucial is that I got a notification today that said that they're going to be canceling your website. So if this isn't taken care of. Yeah, and then the next payment is going to go back to 149 on October 27th, and
I
it's going to
don't
continue
see
to.
my thing is like I if all these payments, but I don't see where I'm getting anything from y'all guys like at all. Like I have leads from Angie's List is different because I have the whole app and everything, but it's like y'all just taking money and I don't see no service. I don't understand that at all.
There's 20 leads on your dashboard that are coming in through the Facebook advertising and the call tracking number that we have for you. But I will tell you that as far as the, let me see here. I'm looking at the notes. Yeah, there was a notification sent to you on October 1st that Google was requesting a video verification. So what that is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So, and we've been sending you that periodically since August, it says, about the video verification.
My
Did
thing
you?
is, see, like you saying all that's fine, but let me tell you the difference between Angie's and all that. Angie, if I pay 300 and something, it's more than just all, it's like 20 leads coming to my phone, and I know I'm guaranteed to get that money back. Y'all doing all this verification shit and all this extra stuff. And got me stuck just paying y'all money, and I'm just like losing, and you not seeing that. So that's why I just went all out. I don't want nothing to do with this for real. Because if I look at my records, I spend a lot of money with y'all, and ain't shit get done. Like I don't want to do this. Like I want to just move on. I told my bank everything. Like, cause.
Then you also got a scam call from Townsquare Media, and that company, the reason why those are scam companies is they'll call you up and they'll tell you all kinds of things about Local Splash and efforts to scare you. But if you start working with them, they
I
never
don't work with
contact
nobody else. I don't work with
No, no,
nobody
no.
else.
I'm just kind of reminding you that that was possibly something that scared you. But you have to understand one thing here, Clark, is that if you want to cancel, I can collect that September 27th past due amount that I reduced for you down to $49, cancel the account right after, and you don't have to worry about any further charges. But
Yeah,
if you
please. I don't
don't do
want to worry about any further charges
that,
'cause it's like
okay.
I'm clouded right now. It's like I don't see where $299 going to every month just by y'all calling to do verifications and this next month coming is the same thing and y'all not even
Yo, what's good, everybody? It's Boy Rocky. We
being
on South Street. I'm here with. That's like the motherfucker.
Y'all not even being lenient towards what I'm saying. Like I'm not rich. I'm just a new beginner to this shit and I'm just trying because
I understand, Clark.
The economy is messed up. So if I'm
Yeah.
saying like I can't afford $2.99 a month for 3 months straight and I didn't get no money from y'all, it's like robbery to me. Right now, my bank is overdraft because of y'all. It's not because of nobody else. And I'm trying to figure out what can I do to just get some jobs without all this verification shit. Because I didn't have to do none of this shit with Angie. It's just some straightforward shit. You give them the money. Next thing you know, you got an app. Next thing you know, things is bubbling. This, I'm thinking it's the same thing. I'm just trying to double up on my work. Y'all doing all this extra call. I'm getting scam calls. This is my sensitive personal information. Like, I like things
well,
to be straightforward.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you, Clark, is that you're in Philadelphia, right? Which, as you know, is a highly competitive area for what you do. Just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,812 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So there's absolutely a solid book of business in your backyard, but the problem is it's slipping through your fingers because when we're sending you notifications and calling you, asking you to do that video verification, for some reason or another, it's not getting done.
Everybody
so
I try to do the video verification with, they're on some bullshit. Like, I go through the whole process, and it's just like, after the verification, y'all want me to pay some money. I don't want to do that.
No. No, yes. No. That's not us. That's not us. If somebody
then
asks
I don't
you
know.
Money,
that's what's messing with my head now because it's like
No.
I'm trying
everything's paid in full with us. You just pay that monthly subscription. You don't absolutely have to pay a penny more than that. So if somebody called you and asked you to do a video verification and they wanted money at the end, that was not from Local Splash and not associated with Google. So one thing you can do to verify if one of those scammers calls you or not is when we set you up, we put a security question and answer on file, which is your mother's maiden name. Forgive me if I don't pronounce it right, but it's, I think, Vilfils or V-I-L-F-I-L-S. So anybody at Local Splash has access to your security question and answer. But if it's one of those scam companies and they can't confirm that, then just politely hang up the phone because we're never going to call you and ask you for more money, right? So that's the first thing. But I will tell you that if you did continue and you wanted to keep the account active and got that little – that it's a quick 10-minute process, actually, where you just upload a couple of documents onto a video that Google looks at, and then they trust you and they say, okay, this is a valid business in the community and we can publish them, right? So it's a super simple process. But once that gets done, this will absolutely blow the revenue out of the water from anything you get off of Angie's List because, you know, I'm not going to tell you that you'll get, you know, 1,812 clients flooding in.
No, it's not that. I don't want too much I can't handle either. I get
right.
Exactly what you're saying. But the scamming stuff, I can't front. It put me in a disposition where I just started looking at my whole thing like I'm getting scammed.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you went through that. That's horrible. And you know, when we put the security question and answer on file, a lot of people think it's for our protection and not for you. And when I explain it to people, they're like, oh, that's on there for me to ask people. I'm like, exactly. When they call you, I don't care what they're asking you for. If you want to confirm that they're a valid Local Splash employee, they should be able to answer that for you, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. So, but what we did last time that we spoke is we eliminated that whole $299 past due balance, and we just did $49 to keep your website active, which is cxcllc.net. So if you wanted to cancel the program and just keep the site, we could keep the, you know, $49 monthly hosting fee. If you want to pay that and cancel altogether, you can. But it is 2025 and bare minimum, you know, every single business as at bare minimum needs a website. And I've seen this website even bring jobs through other sources. And a good example is through Angie's. I had a client of mine call me a few months ago and he said, you know, hey, Tina, can you open up the lead that's coming through my site? For some reason, he couldn't read it. So I opened it up and it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you gave us last week. And he said, that is the strangest thing, because I didn't get that estimate or that bid through Google. It came through Angie's. He also was using the lead service. And I told him, well, guess what they did after he went and, you know, bid on that job? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website and nice things being posted about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. So, you know, okay. if you want to continue with the whole program, you definitely could, but I would recommend at least keep the website up and running, because if not, you know, we charge $2,500 to put a site together if you called us down the road and that's all you wanted, plus the $49 monthly. But for you, we don't have to charge that hard cost to get it up and running, because it's already up and running. So all we'd have to do is just convert it to the hosting.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. That sounds good so far. I guess I'll go through my email and go see if I could do that verification thing.
Please do. Yeah, I'll send it to you again. Yeah, that's going to help you tremendously. And then if you decide to go back to the Google optimization, what I could do is put you into the friends and family pricing of $249 monthly, but remove the Facebook ads, which is $100. So we could lower your subscription to $149 once you get Google verified. And that will include not only the website, but also the optimization to get Construction X LLC on the first page of Google. It'll give you the directories, the mobile optimization, making sure that you're coming up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So, you know, you don't have to worry about that now. I'll just do the $49 just to keep your account current. And then let's see, today is October 22nd. So your billing cycle is on the 27th. And even though it's only $49, I don't want you to have two payments so close together. So I'll push
on the website, I got payment options, right?
What do you mean?
Like, as far as to upload a different card or something.
If you log on to your my.localsplash.com and put in your credentials, you're going to come to a page that says your account is in suspension. Click here to activate. When you click that, it takes you to the account settings page where there's a billing tab. And on that billing tab, you can click on it and it'll say update your information here. Or if you like, I have your, you know, billing in front of me. I could also update it right now if you think that's easier. But what I was saying is I'm going to push the next billing out 30 days for you. So once you pay this, you're going to be paid in full all the way till November 22nd. That way you have some time to go on there and get that Google verification done and let me know if you want to go back to that $149 pricing. But if we don't hear from you, we'll keep it at the $49 just to keep your website up and running. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I really appreciate this information.
Of course. Of course. Yeah, I'm glad that you took the time to, you know, to listen to, because sometimes people get scared and, you know, there's all kinds of things
that's
going on.
That's exactly
I understand.
I'm going to gears up. And if anything, you said just do that and then I should be seeing a difference on my phone, right? Because I got a few things lined up to make these payments. I just didn't want to just let the payments go through and I'm still at a disposition.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Clark. You know what? And even for the full $299 package that you were paying, it's never our goal for someone to pay that and just break even. And in your case, you probably didn't even break even just because that video wasn't done. But our goal is to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. And in your area, with, you know, 1,812 searches being conducted over the last 30 days, I mean, it's a no-brainer. You know, once you're ranking on the first page, this is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. But it's almost like if I hired you to do some masonry in a, you know, maybe a complex or something that was a gated community, and every time you showed up to do it, like, no one would open the gate, eventually you'd be like, I can't do this job until that gate opens, right? So that's kind of what that video verification does, is we can't do it for you because Google's trying to solidify that you're a valid business in the Philadelphia area, and they'll know by your GPS location when you upload that video that you're in that area. So that's where they're going to approve it. So, yeah, so we always send the instructions. It's a little, you know, quick 10-minute process. Doesn't cost any more money, but, you know, please do that, and that's where you'll see a stronger impact. And do you feel comfortable enough to update the payment now for the $49? Because I could definitely do that.
Yes. Would you need the route and an account number?
No, just if it's like a business checking account, I need the debit card or the credit card that goes with it. They don't do the ACH drafts anymore. They used to, but now we just do debit or credit.
Okay. It's, hold on. It's, 4031.
Okay.
6308-3765-2568.
Okay, expiration.
0129.
And the code?
454.
Okay, perfect. And then it's still the 6740 Dix Avenue for the billing address?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to get the authorization for the $49, and then I will – oh, it says it declined, but maybe you're going to get a text from your bank that's asking you if it's okay for Local Splash to process $49. So if you get that and okay it, then
just keep,
I can just try
keep it on file. Just keep that one on file. Once I added it, it'll just go through. I just didn't want the card not to be on file.
Oh, so you just want to transfer funds and have me process it later, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can do that.
That's the card that's available because my other card, like I said, is under investigation, so I can't, I can only do but so much.
No problem. Okay, so we have this one ending in 2568 on file. And when do you want me to try it again? In like a couple of hours or at the end of the day? Or
at the end of the day is fine.
The end of the day. Okay, you got it. So I'll process this maybe 5 o'clock Eastern time. And then that way, when you go into the email with the instructions on the video, if you have any questions, you can always call me. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So when you call in, it's a voice-activated system that'll say, you know, for this department, press this, and for that department, press that. If you just say transfer to Tina, it will automatically send it back to my desk. And I'll send the number to you on a text message so you don't have to look it up or anything, okay?
Sounds good, Tina. I appreciate it.
All right. Of course, no problem. I don't think you'll have trouble uploading it. Honestly, it's a pretty simple process. But if you do, I want you to, you know, be able to reach out to me just in case.
All right, and that's the same number you called me from, right?
If you hit redial, it, you can talk to me that way, but it'll go back to the call center, and then you have to ask for Tina, and then they just kind of reroute it to me. But if you call through the toll-free Local Splash number, it's automated where it just directly goes to my desk. But either way, I'll send you my number so that you have it, okay?
Thank you, Tina.
Oh, no problem. And have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.